Okay, good evening. So the Torchbox Christmas card by now is fairly notorious in Oxford geek circles. And this year saw the arrival of Manuel, our Raspberry Pi powered talking moose, who lived in our office reading out tweets that were posted with the TBX moose hashtag. And this was all streamed live on the net, so you could watch in real time as everyone in the office was slowly driven mad. Especially Susan, our administrator, whose desk was right next to it. And I think by the end of the week, she was like this close to taking a chainsaw to the whole thing. So this is a bit about how we put it together. On the robotics side of things, I'm afraid I can't tell you a huge amount about, because that was outsourced to Todd, a local hardware wizard and a friend of Ollie's. But what I can say is that the motion of it was that is driven purely by the audio feed using this auto talk board here. So there was no need to get our hands dirty into GPIO interfacing with the Raspberry Pi, anything like that. And that meant that we could work on the software side pretty much independently. So the text-to-speech was done through Festival, which is the leading open-source package for speech synthesis. It has various voices available that vary wildly in quality from the sort of really robotic stuff up to... we found that one of the sort of highest quality ones and the most sort of characterful was actually one that was created by the lead developer of Festival at the University of Edinburgh, Professor Alan W. Black. And this is pretty much the reason why Manuel has a Scottish accent. I don't know quite what he would make of giving his voice to a talking moose, but somehow I expect he's used to this sort of thing by now. We actually originally wanted to give him a Spanish or Scandinavian voice, and Festival is sort of immensely hackable. You could probably get down into the fiddling with the intonation settings to actually recreate that sort of thing, but being an academic project, you kind of need a PhD to make sense of that sort of thing, so we ended up using the stock voice instead. So moving on to the Twitter side, we used the streaming API, which lets you make one connection at the outset and say, give me all of the tweets that match this particular search term, in this case, the TBX Moose hashtag, and give us those as and when they come in. So it means that you're not sort of having to constantly poll for any new ones, they just come to you. I figure that given the sort of audience here, it's fairly likely that at least one person at some point is going to be doing a Twitter hack on the Raspberry Pi, so I feel I should pass on the one bit of surprising advice about Twitter hacks on the Raspberry Pi that will save you hours of pain. And it's, like I say, it's quite a surprising one. Make sure your clock is set correctly. Because as you may know, the Raspberry Pi doesn't have a built-in hardware clock, which means that if you're not paying attention to that specifically, then at any given time, it's likely to be doing the equivalent of VCR flashing 0000. And it so happens that the Twitter API, when you make a connection to it, if it sees that from the HTTP headers that you've got the date set wrong, then it just cuts you off. Goodness knows why, but obviously it's their choice. And so obviously the really annoying thing about that is that when you're developing your application on a real computer, and I hate saying the word real computer because it sounds like I'm totally dissing the Raspberry Pi as not a real computer, but I don't know how else you say it. If you're developing on a real computer with a system clock, then everything works fine, and it's just when you transfer it to the real hardware that exactly the same code just breaks. So hours of fun there, but eventually we did get it working, and it went down pretty well. We managed to repeat our feat of from last year, getting the Hoff to retweet us. This time it was Brian Blessed's turn to get in on the action, and his tweet to the moose got 126 retweets there. That's not really anything to do with the moose. That's just what happens when Brian Blessed says Gordon's alive on Twitter. But it did mean that for the next couple of hours, our office sounded a bit like this.
Rob Shannon says, RTN, Brian Blessed, Gordon's life. often says, Requiem, Requiem, Requiem.
What's a random punctuation as well, for some reason?
Ability, Adrian says, RT and Cran, blessed Gordon to life.
So it said blessed rather than blessed
eventually. JP Stacey says, RT and Cran, blessed Gordon to life. Christopher Whelan says, at least people can understand what I'm saying.
So that was our Christmas. Thank you very much.